People notice a healthy smile, but maybe you have tooth sensitivity, bleeding gums, or acid-weakened enamel. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel are trusted specialty toothpastes created to help improve your oral health. For tooth sensitivity, choose Sensodyne. Bleeding gums, get Parodontax. For acid-weakened enamel, Pronamel is the toothpaste for you. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel, trusted specialty toothpastes to help bring home your healthy smile. Visit Ibotta to earn cash back.
The Home Depot's Holiday Gift Center has great gifts for any doer on your list and the best prices of the year just for you on top-rated brands like DeWalt, Ryobi, Milwaukee, and Makita. Right now, the DeWalt Atomic Drill and Impact Combo Kit is just $149, normally $229. Order online for easy in-store pickup or delivery. The Holiday Gift Center, in-store and online, and Black Friday prices now through December. Gift-giving improved from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Wasp buzz last. See store for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Ron Burgundy from the Channel 4 News team.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'm here with Fun Guy.
Where's Amara?
Fun Guy, what's up, baby?
What it do, baby?
Yeah, you already know.
You know it's over, right?
Yes.
You're still coaching. Crowd still here hoping for a miracle. Also here to cheer on. Leonard makes it official. Now the Warriors just inbound and that's it. There's a new NBA champion and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions. The Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
Okay. Holy.
Are you going to sing Oh Canada, buddy?
Sweet mother of God, we could.
Sing whatever we
do
want.
Anything we want. We're the champions. We can do anything.
The champions of the goddamn world.
The best. We got the crown. Woo! Season 6, episode 20 of Talking Raptors. The NBA championship motherfucking edition on Raptors Republic.
Better believe it.
Fuck all of you who don't believe. Wow.
Man.
Holy Lord.
I'm going to be belligerent for an entire year.
Absolutely.
Well deserved.
People are going to be hearing it for the next 12 months.
Raptors way is a thing. We're out here.
All day. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynoldson. How are you feeling?
Man, exhausted.
That's a good
exhausted,
yes.
But
that's fair.
I've never been this. I'm walking on a cloud, man.
Everything's different.
Yeah.
Everything is different.
The whole world is different.
We are champions.
My God.
As always on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to everyone there. Zarar, been there since day one. We got to fortunately watch the game with him. Get some more on that. Hit up their Patreon. Send them some love.
Support them, man. They killed it all year long. And years when we sucked, they also killed it.
They would get up and write a morning coffee about a Mike James 40-point game, you know?
Yeah.
That was also a 20-point loss. But they still registered.
They covered it, goddammit.
The goddamn article. And now, it's nothing but gravy. Because we are
World champions.
The NBA champions reside in the city of Toronto. Sweet mother of God.
The Larry O'Brien trophy.
Larry O.B.
It's in Niagara Falls right now, goddammit. Yes. Do you understand how crazy that is?
Drake. Here, just have some money.
Yeah, take it, buddy.
Enjoy it. Enjoy all of it. Couldn't ask for a better global ambassador.
How much gas did this guy's plane guzzle up since winning this shit?
The flybys?
Yeah, fire.
Amazing.
So dope.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, buddy. I love it, man.
Let's get right into it.
It all feels so goddamn good, buddy.
It's all unreal.
Thing one.
Well, we're NBA champions.
Whoa.
Has it sunk in? I'll say that.
I don't know.
I don't think it's sunk in yet for me. I have had fun talking to friends that are fans of basketball teams that have won previous championships. Mm-hmm. Like friend of the podcast, Tim Golden, and our boy Beef out at Fanshawe College in London, who is looking fabulous, by the way.
Shout out to Beef.
Nice to talk to those guys and be on the same level because, hey, we both support championship NBA franchises.
We got a ring too, baby.
Listen, we can hang. We can talk about this now.
We're winners.
Everything's different.
It is, man. It's unbelievable.
So you and I watched game six at my spot.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple people over. Zarrar was there.
Yeah.
A couple other friends. It was very enjoyable. I actually, just on a personal note, didn't drink.
Yeah.
For game six.
Which was insane.
Because I just wanted to take it all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, we smoked enough.
Yeah.
Marijuana to...
For sure.
And, you know.
You weren't completely sober.
Well, let's not get crazy here. But it was just a very satisfying moment
mm-hmm.
to take in everything and just... It's just one of the memories we'll have for the rest of our lives. As will so many millions of others.
Oh, man. And just spilling out into the streets after, dude.
It was awesome.
Insane. Like the cool... Oh, my God, man. So... I must have walked around for like 3-4 hours.
Yeah, I went down... Well, we went out to Yonge and Dundas.
Yeah.
And then you guys kept going, venturing home. But Yonge and Dundas was amazing because it was 2 a.m, packed, and everyone was just, like, civil. I was like, all
right. So happy.
Yeah, just some happiness. You know?
Yeah, beautiful. Man, it's unbelievable. Like, this was yesterday? No, it was the day before, before the parade.
Okay.
I was just coming. I was on Ossington. Got off at Ossington subway station. I'm going up the stairs. And a buddy, a comedian buddy, he came up beside me, startled me, I had my headphones in, and he's like, what's up, buddy? He's like, dude, so I'm just walking with him, and he's like, man, he's like, I don't really, like, you know, watch sports or give a shit about sports. He's like, can you help me, like, understand this?
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, no. I can't, like, I just was like, I'm so proud, man. And I know it sounds so stupid. I don't play for the team, but I'm like,
right.
I'm so... goddamn proud to be like a fan of this team.
Yes, it's just a whole new world. Because you know, we travel around places,
yeah,
and anytime the Raptors come out, there's always the joke,
for
know?
Sure,
it's like, oh, guys leave, you guys suck, you can't make it out of the third round, yeah. Second round, whatever. No, it's over. We can talk about, I feel like we should get a ring.
We damn hell yeah, man.
Just to endorse the team throughout our travels in the next year.
We can be the drunken ambassadors of the goddamn Raptors.
And maybe, I mean, I don't, you know, let's make our own rings maybe. I think we can even use a blow pop
for something. Sure.
But we're slapping everyone in the face.
Yeah, with the ring.
Immediately.
Just get a Raptors red ring pop, baby, and we're good. And suck on that, literally.
About an hour after the buzzer went and they were NBA champions, we were all standing there, and then Zarrar's like, man, I gotta think who I gotta go tell to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we gotta make that list.
For sure.
That's great.
That's a long list, man.
Yes. It's a whole new world. I don't even know. It's just very surreal. It has not sunk in, I don't think.
No, man. It's just like the more it comes in waves. Like, it's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I think I. And then you just get like this rush of waves. Like, I'm remembering my granddad built me a basketball net when the Raptors got a franchise.
My God.
It's on my, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Growing up and, oh my God, dude, pretending I'm Damon Stoudemire. Holy shit, dude. Wanting a Mighty Mouse tattoo. I remember wanting that, like, nickname. You know, when you're like, oh, yeah. I was like, yo, call me Mighty Mouse. And then there was already a guy older than me that was short, and his name was Mouse. And I was. His name is Mouse to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he has a Mighty Mouse tattoo now. Yeah.
And it was because of Damon Stoudemire.
Yeah.
Holy Lord.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, buddy. It's unbelievable, dude.
What did you think about seeing all the former players around during the...
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
No, I don't.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Like, I don't, you know, no disrespect, but you...
Alvin Williams, that's it,
yeah,
buddy.
Alvin
the rest
Williams,
of you, fuck right off.
And Chris Bosh being part of the commentary?
Awful.
None of this. You don't get any of this, Chris.
Yeah.
You left.
Really didn't like it.
Go down to South Beach, commentate on Hassan Whiteside wanting out or whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Now. And, but you, no, you're not here for this. Come back later.
Yeah, y'all left. You're not part of this now.
You can come back for the parade and you can wait in line.
Exactly.
How about that?
Yeah, you can get trampled at Nathan Phillips, buddy. Get
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. Yeah, besides, exactly, Alvin Williams. I just, when they, you know, and it was nice and it was nostalgia. And
it's because it's all good. We don't need it now.
I don't give a fuck about those guys.
No.
They weren't here. They left. They all left. Stoudemire, Vince, Tracy, Chris Bosh. I guess Muggsy didn't leave, technically, but still. I mean, yeah, Muggsy can be there. That's
Muggsy
fine.
Can be there, yeah.
Whatever.
And it's, you know what's amazing is that all ends too. It's like, that's not our,
yeah, no, it's
not
our legacy
anymore.
We don't care about any of that shit.
We don't give a shit about how good of a player we're. You don't want to be. We're a goddamn NBA champions, and the fucking best player in the world has a Raptors jersey on.
Yes. Chris Bosh, you can take all your Atlantic Division title banners.
Yeah, we don't take them down.
We don't need him anymore.
We don't want
to burn him.
He can, we got a championship banner going up.
Throw him in Chris Bosch's basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Just like all the old shit. Just give it to all those guys. Be like, hey, you can take this stuff now.
Yeah. Thanks for being part of it. We don't want to hang it up anymore.
Maybe that's why they were there. They were picking up the old banners. Yeah, like, hey, guys, we're going to get rid of this. Did you want
to? We need some room here. I don't know. You guys know what's happening, but.
Yeah. Did you honestly ever in your wildest dreams think this was going to happen?
I mean, every single year I say the Raptors are going to win the championship, but do I really? This year, like, not even at the beginning of the year. I mean, I said it. We're going to the goddamn finals. I definitely said that the first, knowing we got Kawhi Leonard. But then you also, at the beginning, we didn't really know. Like, we're like, oh, this guy doesn't even want to fucking.
Didn't even know if he was healthy either.
Play here, or if he was healthy, and then you start seeing this guy play, and you're like, okay, homie.
Yeah.
We got a chance here.
Yeah. And just seeing all the other guys develop around him, too. Mm-hmm.
And then just seeing whatever the hell, how the hell Siakam did that, and you're like, oh, shit.
I didn't honestly know if this day would ever come. Like, I felt like we were always going to kind of be like, you know, the Charlotte Hornets or the Sacramento Kings, mm-hmm. which, like, maybe we can put together a really good team and go on a run to, like, the finals. Conference finals. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we were at. But I was wrong. I was not right.
Buddy.
Very wrong.
Feels good to be wrong, though, sometimes.
Feels great. I'm wrong quite a bit in my life. Mm-hmm. And this one is one of my favorite wrongs.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of my top top ever wrongs.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Oh, yeah. So wrong, it was right, goddammit.
Absolutely.
It's crazy how big this is going to be. For Canada. Like, I know I'm like, you know, I don't really like the Canada versus America shit, but I'm like...
No, yeah.
Seeing... It's just for little kids to see this happen.
Yeah, that's the other cool thing, too, is Basketball Canada is doing so well right now because of Vince Carter. Now what? Like, exactly. This is like Vince Carter times 20, you know, or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah, man.
Like, fucking Vince Carter wasn't getting 2 million people out to Nathan Phillips Square.
No.
You know?
Better believe it, he wasn't.
Dude,
it changes like generations of this. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How big of an impact this is. Already people are named their fucking kids Kawhi and shit. It's nuts.
If I had a child, I'd name him Kawhi right now. I think, why not?
Yeah,
what,
sure.
What else are we doing?
Well, yeah, man. Kawhi Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Kyle, actually. That's maybe more likely.
I just don't want... Kyle Lowry is probably the only cool Kyle I've ever met in my entire life.
Kyle Hickey.
Shout out to Kyle Hickey.
We know Kyle Hickey's a good dude. Yeah. Stand-up comedian's a nice guy. Good guy.
Kyle Hickey's cool. I take it back. There's probably lots of cool Kyles. Not as cool as Kyle Lowry.
I just don't know that many Kyles, I think is what it comes down to. But we will.
They probably were pieces of shit and you blocked them out.
But if anything, you know, I feel like there will be several Kyles in the future. So nothing wrong with that.
A lot of Freddy's coming up, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Frederick's coming. Also, shout out, I don't think this is one of our topics, but shout out to that fucking dude. And I apologize, homie.
Fred Van Vliet?
I apologize. Every bad thing I've ever said, Fred, like...
Give him a max contract.
Another thing, like, dude, little dudes like me, like, you're being a small, undersized kid wanting to play ball. People are like, oh, you can't play ball. Watch Fred Van Vliet, dude. It's like, it's goddamn inspiring, this team, man.
Bet on yourself.
Bet on your goddamn self.
Obviously, there were some really great tweets. Dave Winfield, of course, is from San Diego, much like Kawhi Leonard. He put out a congratulatory tweet to Kawhi Leonard, which I was like, Winfield wants noise, buddy. Yeah. We're back, 92.
Oh, buddy.
Love it.
Joe Carter also said, you can go home, man, but they're not going to love you like these Did people he? Love you. Yeah,
Joe Carter. Jolton Joe. Because you, I don't know. You
buddy, champions come out the woodwork for other champions, you know what I mean?
I love that shit. Because Joe Carter... After the 92 World Series was extremely close to going to play for the Royals because that's where he's from, somewhere in Missouri. And he was like, they even asked him after, they're like, how close were you? And he's like, I went to sign the contract. And then for some reason he stayed in Toronto. Then 93 happens. Motherfucker hits, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's all meant to be, baby.
It is all. It's all meant to be. Andrew Wiggins grew up watching them as a kid. Congratulations, Toronto, and to the whole country of Canada.
Also, he just said he's going to play.
Yeah, about fucking time.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, now that you see you're not the biggest thing in Canadian basketball.
Thank God we didn't tank for your bum ass. Thank God.
Really, really has come full circle.
Yeah.
Now he's like, oh shit, I guess Canada basketball.
Jump on this Canadian wave, hey. Yeah.
Thanks. And hey, head coach Nick Nurse, NBA. Was,
yeah, man. You gotta go get coached by the champion.
The day of the game of game six was pretty crazy though. It was such a weird day. There was that giant thunderstorm at like 2 in the afternoon that just like it
out
looked
of nowhere.
Like the end of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know? And then it was sunny by the time the game started, and I don't know, it was fucked up. And then of course the game five karma terrified me going into game six.
Yeah,
because of the Kevin Durant.
We talked about that a bunch before the game, or
because of the Kevin Durant whole scenario, booing thing,
cheering.
Yeah, right. What did you think of that? I thought it was kind of everyone's immediate reaction was, "Oh shit, KD's out, we're gonna win."
I think it was like half and half, kind of. I think a lot of people were cheering at the fact that we got
a steal.
Yeah.
At that point, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, man. It's just, so much shit has happened since now in that fucking thing, dude. I definitely was embarrassed. Like, I remember feeling like, fuck, man, that's not cool.
I thought that was going to be
the narrative.
TSN turning point, where it's just like everything changed from that moment
your
on.
Karma's.
Didn't want to mess with the karma police, you know.
Hey man, we have too much good karma coming our way that little bump in the road couldn't offset what was destiny.
Yes, it was cool though. After it happened, you saw some of the like the one woman or man someone sent the Warriors flowers on behalf, which was like, all
they
right.
Promoted his charity, started a GoFundMe for his charity.
It was great. The few people that waved at him are just pieces of shit.
For sure,
that's just the way it is. You know.
Yeah,
but the vast majority.
I mean, you know what? I bet you some of them feel bad too. You're just
they were caught in the moment. Yeah,
adrenaline. You're like, get the fuck out of here, you bum. And you're like, oh god, you're not really thinking that this guy just tore his Achilles and his whole life could be different, right? You're not.
Yeah.
You don't wish harm on him, but
that was rough. Definitely. Well, I mean, whatever. Fuck. I hope Steph's next. No. The champions. I don't give a shit.
We're the goddamn champions.
Can't take it away. It's too late.
Nope. Drake is designing the rings. What do you got to say about that? God damn it.
My god.
Buddy, the NBA sent this guy a letter to shut up, and now he's like, I'm designing the goddamn rings.
Yeah, that's
we're champions.
True. That is amazing. I don't have to be nice to anybody for the next year.
No. Prayers up, rest up, boys, but we're celebrating a championship over here.
You fucking loser.
We got two. Thing two.
The parade. We're recording this Tuesday. The parade was yesterday. You and I took different approaches to this parade.
Yes, we did.
Just on a personal note, so I didn't drink during game six, which was... Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Today's the first day I am not drinking since the Raptors won the championship, by the way. I mean, I'm not drinking yet. Like, I'm not drunk.
Well, yeah, it's still early.
Yeah,
it's daylight
out. Sun's
up
still. Who knows what could happen?
But I didn't drink, and then the next morning I woke up, and I was sick. Like, I've been sick for the past 4 days with, like, a head cold and stuff.
Right.
And just been, like, really tired and flu-y, which is bullshit, because I was like, I tried to be responsible. I tried to be an adult.
It's not how you
take it all in.
Not how it works, baby.
I should have got blackout drunk, killed all the germs. I would have been fine.
Buddy, that's why I'm going to live forever.
Yeah.
Could die this week.
But so that was some bullshit. So that influenced why I say that is my approach to the parade. I didn't want to go too early.
Yeah.
Like my dream was to wake up because they were supposed to be at Nathan Phillips Square
for noon.
By noon,
12:30. You fucking liars!
Noon or 12:30 was the plan. So I was like, hey man, why don't we just roll up, or anyone that was willing to go, why don't we roll up at, 11:30?
Yeah.
Be on the outskirts, check it out, sip a coffee, enjoy, go home, avoid the madness.
Yeah.
So I kind of did that, but you went early.
Yep.
Because you text me, I got a text from you at 6 in the morning, and you're like, I'm on my way.
Went down there. I got there probably like 6:15.
Wow.
6:20.
How many people were there at
fucking
that time?
Fucking ramped.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, it was like, oh, I'm like, okay, this is not, it wasn't crazy, but I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? There's a few, you know.
Was it full?
No. A few hundred people and shit.
Oh, okay.
Right when I got there, and I'm trying to meet up my buddy, and he said right of the stage, but he meant stage right.
Oh.
And, now I couldn't find him.
Right.
And by the time I tried to walk around to him, it was fucking over, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally that long. It was over.
Our friend went at midnight.
He stayed over and he, one of the, shout out to Alex Pavone, one of the biggest Raptors fans we know. He said it was the worst day of his goddamn life.
Oh.
Yeah, he had the worst time ever. And I also, man, like, I'm not going to lie to you, I did not enjoy myself at that. No. Wow. I will never, like, I had to go.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like, in general, that many people give me anxiety.
Yes. It was a lot of
and,
fun.
And I'm like, I always know something. At least I've been to fucking enough caravanas to know that, like, when this shit, there's this many fucking people.
Something's about to
And
go
this
off.
Is beyond anything, right? Yep. This is way bigger.
Anything I've ever experienced in my life, easily. The most people have ever seen
and
in my life.
And the whole, the goddamn country's never seen anything like this before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, that was fucking crazy.
So it's like you're always on edge and stuff, and it was just so fucking insane, man. And so poorly done. I cannot, like, I can't understand how anyone thought that was going to be a good idea. Like, once you're, we were in the, almost in the middle, like in front of the Toronto sign, maybe like 30 feet in front of the Toronto sign towards the stage. So I was in the, but once you're in there, dude, I'm like, I had all this beer and shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fucking party. But I'm like, yo, if I have to take a piss,
it's over.
I am never finding my girlfriend again.
Wow.
So I literally was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm good here. I'm like, dude, what, I got 6 hours? Fuck yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Nope.
No, you got like 10, 12.
Yeah. The shit was 4 hours late.
Holy fuck.
It was fucking nuts.
So were you in the same spot the entire time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't move. My legs are fucked today.
Yeah, I guess so.
Destroyed.
Myself, voice of the podcast, Monty Scott.
Monty.
My buddy Travis, my girlfriend and her friend went. And we did, honestly, exactly what I wanted. We got there like 11:30. We were just on the outskirts, on like Bay Street, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's a little grass patch we got somehow. We got that, stood under a tree. It was lovely. Beautiful. My girlfriend went and just bought beers. Because that was the thing, is we were able to move around, right? And I went to use the portalettes, which were disgusting. But
I could not move.
Exactly, right.
Not moving.
So I was pumped. And even though it was late, we're like, oh, cool. We'll just go get more beer. And we just went and got more beer and just kept drinking. And I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, that's a nice time until?
Until shit went down. It was literally, it felt like one speech happened and then the entire...
It was Larry Tannenbaum. And that's when that shit happened. And Matt Devlin went up and shout out to him, man.
Yeah, great job by Matt Devlin.
Really fucking good job.
Yeah, helping out or doing what he could.
Just making sure no one fucking lost their shit.
Because, so we were a bit, I'd say like, I don't know, a few hundred meters north of where the shooting happened. Mm-hmm. And there was just, at one moment, there was just a wave, like everyone running at us.
Yep.
Like a stampede. My girlfriend's friend got knocked over. We had to like pick her up to make sure she didn't get trampled.
Fucking crazy.
We just kind of stood there.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is happening right now? And then died down. And then a half hour later, the same thing happened, or maybe 15 minutes later, I can't remember. Same thing, just waves of people just sprinting, like screaming their heads off, running at us. And multiple times, my girlfriend went up to different people and was like, what are you running from? What are you running from? And every single person said they didn't know.
Yeah.
Every single person was like, I don't know. Everyone's just started running.
Yeah, you get scared and run.
Which is, listen, God knows I'm no hero. And barely any courage. Mm-hmm. In this 170-pound pale body. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like a commentary on society, if I could be so bold, as we just collectively as humans are just so dumb and such pussies.
Yeah. Just cheat more like.
Yeah.
More
and it's anything. So obvious. Just watching that moment, it was just so, you're just like, oh, of course these whatever powers that be, political figures, whatever, can manipulate people so easily with fear. Because everyone just lost their fucking mind. And it was just like, can you just stop? Like, dude, I had, like, most of my family was there. And, like, young children. And they, thank God, were fine. But it was just like, my family, they were terrified. They're just like, we almost got trampled.
For sure. It's hard to say, man. Like, if you it fucking, is, I don't know, man. It is
very, very hard.
Like,
it's very hard because people were definitely scared. And that's fine. And I get it. You don't know how you're going to react. But at the same time, it's, I don't know, man. This is why we are where we are. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking too fucking bad. it's, I mean, all the stories are going to be the shooting and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, you, for that to happen and no one die, like, there's a lot of goddamn people. Fuck those, the guys that brought the gun. Obviously, who the fuck, why would you bring a gun to a goddamn...
to a celebration.
What are you gang banging at a parade for? What kind of gangster shit is that, you loser?
Very true. The good news is, though, I was speaking to a friend of ours who lives in Miami. And he texts me, he's like, buddy, that parade was insane. And I was like, yeah, it was great. It was like, I was like, you know, we had a lot of fun. It's unfortunate about the shooting. And he didn't know anything about it.
Good. So well, they're not talking about it a lot.
That's good.
That depends on what. I don't know. I see it a bunch and I don't see it. That's going to be interesting to see. What is the outside of Canada, what do they see?
I agree. And again, it's not. I totally respect and understand that people were scared in that, but... it was just
it is like, so from where I was, we knew something was happening before Matt Devlin said anything, because you can feel and hear that many fucking people running. And I was, my buddy Woodrow, he's tall, because I couldn't see behind me for the fucking life of me. I'm like, just hear some shit, I'm like, oh god. And this fights were breaking out, like,
really?
Oh yeah, man. Like, dude, alcohol is, you got to know, if you're a fighter, don't, you cannot drink in the sun for fucking 6 hours, buddy. You got to know yourself, man. When you get, there was this dude, he was wearing an old school McGrady jersey, and he was the life of the party, man, chugging Jameson, having hilarious chants. And I remember, I don't know if you were there, when the people were starting to go in the arches.
I don't think so. I didn't see it.
Bunch of fucking, first of all, you didn't gate off the goddamn arches. No.
Who legit?
You fucking psychopaths. And everyone's on the Toronto, so get off the Toronto. Oh, you didn't fence it off, you fucking psychos.
Yeah. It was very...
How can you have a parade route, bro, with and you didn't gate off the streets?
No, I know.
You have double-decker buses filled with athletes on, and you didn't gate off the streets?
It was so poorly planned. It's unbelievable.
Dude, in traffic, it takes you hours to get across the city. You fucking throw in a parade with everyone in Canada downtown.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, people will move out the way. Dude, this dude, he's drinking, life of the fucking party, you know, and we're, you need guys like that. Because we're there for hours at end, and for some reason, they didn't play any music or anything on the screens.
Nothing.
For hours.
No, they had the little ballers do like a 5-minute
which
set.
Which was fire. Fucking fire. We loved it.
Yes.
And then the best was Four Corners. This is the best one. There's like, if someone asks, is that if Four Corners was Kyle Lowry beside me? I'm like, I'm not in the right place, buddy. This is, I'm too old. Should have watched this parade from fucking home. I mean, the move was, we should have gone to Princess Gates and started there. It was calm. You got to see everything and then fuck off and watch everything else at home. But anyhow, buddy, this guy's drinking. He's awesome. And then he sees one guy climb on the arch, and then people are like, ah! And he's like, I'll fucking be back. And dude, somehow this guy got from the middle there on top of the arches.
No way.
Yeah. And he's going crazy. And then eventually he started telling people to come off. So he came down and somehow got back to the group. He has like seven people. So, and they're big boys. Right? So he found his way back in.
Damn.
And then people going nuts. It was fucking awesome. And then later on, just tried to go piss, shoving people. Boom. They started a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a fight that started, Toronto sign. There's a guy literally stuck his head through the O, and his face was just all bloody, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Madness.
It's too bad, because on the one hand, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever experienced, just with that many people. But on the other, it was, as you say, so poorly organized. How could you not know?
People were fucking passing out. Dude, someone passed out, and they formed a circle, and you couldn't get the person out, or anyone could get in. So Jesus. There's this person passed out. They made a circle, and where Nav Bacha is on that fucking little stanchion beside the thing where the family and, you know, a bunch of other people are there. Dude, they're screaming at these people like, help, help, help. And they are fucking throwing towels. They think fans are just cheating. I swear to God, dude. And then they started chanting 911, 911.
What?
Dude, yeah, man. And eventually they cleared this fucking...
That's like, terrifying.
And then a whole wave of people pushed us all forward again. And I was like, this is getting fucking like...
That's,
dude,
like
this
my
is crazy.
Nightmare.
It was legit. It was my goddamn nightmare.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not drinking now for sure. Because I'm with my girlfriend. And I'm like, fucking should never come to this with my goddamn girlfriend.
Oh, man.
So
how did you guys eventually get out?
We, right after Drake finished speaking, we're like, let's get the fuck out of here. And literally just locked all three of Daniel, and we just fucking picked a fucking direction and just went.
And just booked.
And wow. Walked as far as we could away from Queen. And
man, how long did it take you before you were in like some kind of normal
spot? Not that long, man. Actually, on the way out, it wasn't that, like, because people were leaving and a lot of people were going forward, like, to go see the players and shit, right?
Yeah, we eventually, after the second wave of people running at us, we just left. So we missed most, I think we saw half a speech of mm-hmm. Tana Mom. By the way, though, shout out to Toronto Police Services and the first responders.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Locked that shit down quick.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Very, very quick. Couldn't, man, mad respect for them yeah. on that. They shut it down.
It was
fucking fast. And it madness. Was fine.
Yeah.
It was the public that kind of messed up after. But, man, shout out to those guys. That was amazing.
That's nuts, man. It's fucking.
That's too bad because it was. I mean, again, like, the whole thing I wanted to do was just be on the fringe of it just to take it in. Not because I obviously thought any of that stuff was going to happen, but I was just like, it's going to be too.
It's too, I had to smoke so much weed to be able to just to fucking.
Just can't believe
be calm enough to fucking not freak out, man.
That's really too bad, though, that they didn't. I mean, whatever.
It would. It's easy. Like, you can't have that many people fucking with no way out. Dude, they drove a truck in to put the goddamn barriers up for the fucking players to come in through the side.
Wow.
After there was people there, they're driving a truck through. And I made a joke. I'm like, oh, someone's getting fired. I'm like, oh, the whole parade is fucked. They didn't do anything for anything.
The
a
images?
Lot of people come down, boys. It's going to be a busy day. And that's about it.
And that was the thing, too, is everyone predicted. They're like 1.5 to 2 million people are probably
wasn't a
are
surprise.
Anticipated.
Their sound system didn't fucking work.
No, it was brutal.
One point, no water stations, no water tents, no bathrooms.
Yeah.
They were throwing bottles of Dasani at the crowd.
Holy shit.
You lunatics. Why did you just get a fucking hose and just destroy everybody?
Man, that's too bad.
Buddy, you're pumped to see the Raptors and you get a fucking Dasani, split your fucking face open? Insane. Anyhow, that's my... The joy I got out of it was actually seeing, like, when the fucking video feed finally did come on.
Yes.
Was seeing these guys party, man, and, like... It was amazing, dude.
Marc Gasol didn't get to speak, is what you were saying.
I don't know if he didn't get to speak or if he was like, I am fucking hammered. I'm not talking. Marc Gasol was shit-faced.
It was great.
Dude, listen, man. You say what you want. Eric Moreland, he earned that ring.
Yeah? Because he was his wingman the whole time?
No. Marc Gasol would have died for sure. He would have fallen off that fucking... Dude, he hit a tree and ripped his fucking branches off. He chugged a full bottle of rosé.
That's why they signed Moreland. It's just a
dude. The whole time he was just holding onto his waist, and he was like just waving his fucking arms over.
Fucking great,
buddy. I was Marc Gasol this entire like. That's how drunk I was from Thursday on.
Wow.
And that's how I'm gonna fucking spend the summer, buddy.
Yeah, definitely. I also was a big fan of, and I actually took part of it when they introduced Doug Ford and everyone started booing.
Booed, yeah, shout out to that.
I was like nowhere near the stage and just. Because he is such just an absolute human piece
of
shit.
I hated seeing him there.
Man. So all in all, the parade was not as...
It was something that I had to go experience because it's the first time, obviously, I've ever experienced anything like that. First time, clearly, the city of Toronto ever fucking experienced anything like that from a planning perspective. And listen, man. Population's growing in this shit, so we're gonna start looking at all the things that went wrong with that fucking parade and expand that to the rest of the city. Because
absolutely, well, it's kind of maybe they'll take a better look at the transit and stuff now, right? Because Dundas and Queen stations were closed just because they couldn't handle the volume.
You should just open the tunnels and let people walk through the fucking tunnels. Then
right
put glow in the dark tape, buddy. It was the coolest shit. Seeing all these guys so drunk, Norman Powell being so shit faced.
Love it.
I loved it. Oh, man, Freddie telling us, y'all kill us. Every time we lose, when we got swept, y'all killed us. We did our goddamn job. Y'all better cherish the shit and party it up all summer long.
I think you know what? I take those words to heart, and we'll make sure that happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. The celebration's not done. We're champions.
God, no.
Champions till next year, man.
Going to be talking a lot of shit.
Yeah.
until next June, basically.
What do you before we get off the this stuff? What merch are you gonna buy? Stuff are you buying?
Definitely getting a shirt.
Final shirt.
I like the white ones.
Yeah, me too. The white and red ones.
Yeah, I like those ones. I think.
Yeah, I'm grabbing a long sleeve one.
Yeah, that's cool. The hats are okay.
I got a hat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, for sure, I'm getting merch, of course. It's up what, 800%, they said, at the NBA store?
Yeah.
Something insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good-looking merch.
It's fucking dope.
It says that they're NBA champions, so I'm absolutely going to spend money on
all
that.
The OVO stuff looks fucking awesome, too. The jackets and shit look wicked. I'm not buying any OVO stuff, but...
His jacket that he wore during the parade was pretty dope.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure... Well, I mean, and all the shirts that look like band touring merch, best in the world,
yeah
with the list of teams on the back that we fucking beat is fire.
Yeah, that is really great. Even as chaotic and unorganized as that parade was, it was still
beautiful,
riding high.
It was literally every emotion you could possibly feel was all there. And then like finally seeing the guys was amazing. And then I came home, slept for 4 hours, woke up and watched all the speeches and everything again, and fucking it was amazing.
I'm gonna watch this stuff all summer.
Yeah,
just on repeat, all of it, all the time. Yeah, nonstop.
It's the greatest shit of all time, man.
Love it.
They need to have those like the box sets. I remember the VHS box set. I definitely had a Jay's one that was I used to watch that shit all the time.
That's a good idea.
We need those.
I'm sure someone's gonna put that together. Someone has to.
Yeah.
Man, even if they did like an open gym box set and then a special finals edition.
Yeah.
Where it's
extended
like
a cut.
Yeah, exactly. Like an hour episode or something.
Open gym.
Shout out to open gym.
We'll buy it.
We got thing three.
Listen, Kyle Lowry. One of the most satisfying things ever.
Of my God, man.
Him coming out in game six and just getting buckets immediately.
Nuts.
Everyone,
that was the coolest shit of my. That was a 2K game, man.
Yeah,
that was nuts.
Just buckets, and I just love. I didn't think could possibly love the man anymore, and here we are. Whole season and playoffs. Even when he had bad games, he still
played the right way.
Played the right way. That's what more can you ask for?
That dude's a goddamn champion.
I saw an interesting tweet today because it came out that Chris Paul's asking to get traded from Houston, and someone put it pretty nicely where they said, Kyle Lowry is everything people say Chris Paul is, and mm-hmm. Chris Paul is everything people say Kyle Lowry is.
Agreed.
I'll take that because Kyle Lowry's an NBA champion.
Yeah, and not a diva bitch.
He's not a diva bitch. He's an NBA fucking champion.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry, man. Kyle goddamn Lowry.
Is he the greatest Raptor of all time now?
Yeah.
Think it's done and done?
Yes.
Love it.
He 100% is. That dude is like, oh man. We talked about it before. It was like, before, you know, how could anyone not like Kyle Lowry? Especially in Toronto. How could you not like that man's, like, just heart and hustle? And
the
like,
blue collar.
That's what I thought this was this fucking.
Everything.
And now, well, shit, doesn't matter what you like. He's a goddamn champion.
Yeah.
And he's getting a fucking statue.
Do you think he goes into the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah?
Hell yes.
I like that. I like that a lot. I think he does, too. He's got a championship now. He's mm-hmm. got five All-Star appearances? Mm-hmm. Listen.
The guy's the best, man. I'm so fucking happy for that guy. I loved how fast he put that fucking championship hat on, too.
Yo, yeah.
Kyle's so funny, man.
It was great.
Give me that shit.
Yeah.
And grabbed his kids. Called for his kids.
Grabbed his kids. And him raising the trophy is one of the best moments of my life.
Dude, that whole parade, he carried that. And you know his teammates are like, no, bro. That you hold that the whole fucking, this whole time.
Oh.
Put that up every block. Let everyone fucking see what you did, man.
Just love. I don't even know what else to say. I just love the guy so much.
Bless him, man. Bless his whole goddamn family.
His jersey that I have that was bought from a friend of ours, got for me for Christmas 2 years ago, is officially my luckiest sports jersey ever in the history of any jersey I've ever owned, because I've worn it during the important games and they've won. And now Kyle Lowry is an NBA champion. So, this is what I wanted to mention too. You and I had tickets
to game seven.
Yeah. We actually had, through the draw, through our group season tickets we're in, we
We had
tickets to Game 7. And I think I can safely say for both of us, we didn't want to go. No. We wanted it to be wrapped up.
Yeah, our heart. There's no way I would have been able to, like, no, I don't even know. We might have sold them. Like, no, we probably would have gone.
At first I thought, I was like, maybe we should just sell them. But then I was like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
If they did win, that's...
You have to be there.
Yeah. But this was my plan. I was going to run this by you after Game 6 if they had lost and we didn't kill ourselves. I was going to buy a jersey of a player, I'm not sure which one, and then wear it to that game. And then if they won, it was forever
the luckiest jersey of all time.
Right. But if they lost, I was going to give it to Goodwill.
Right.
Right away. Immediately.
Yeah.
Right, I don't want that juju, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was and I was dead set on doing that. Says, man, we were investing whatever, how much money it was for those tickets. And I was like, I'll invest another $100 to get this jersey because I can't.
We were willing to bankrupt everything. Fuck it. We were going to spend money on this shit. Like, let's go, dude. And it all fucking paid off.
It didn't matter, though. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank God.
Would you have done that, though?
Yeah, I would have been down.
Get like I was like, maybe we get, you know, like a Norman Powell jersey or something.
I would have got a Jordan Lloyd jersey. Shout out to Jordan Lloyd for wearing that
t-shirt.
Random guy in a suit. Fire.
That did not get enough love.
Fire. Shout out to Danny Green's hair, too.
Danny Green's hair was unbelievable.
Picked it out, baby.
Yeah. Everyone looked great. Yeah. What did you think? Who else had good shirts?
Kawhi. I mean, Boardman gets paid smoking a cigar with the glasses on.
Yeah.
So fucking gangster, that guy.
Kyle Lowry wearing the Stoudemire is dope.
Yeah. He said it's an in-game worn.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin with the Asian old school Raptor. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was sick.
That was really cool.
Shout out to Jeremy Lin, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, buddy.
He's a goddamn champion.
He's an NBA champion.
Hell yeah, man.
NBA champion, Jeremy
Lin. And we're talking, like, imagine what that guy means to, like, just Asian kids playing ball, God. Dude. Jesus Christ.
Well, we were talking to somebody who's smarter than us that said, if you look up the most searched thing on YouTube for the Raptors is Jeremy Lin.
I bet.
Which obviously, I mean, it's just a numbers game, really. But
for sure.
The shirts and that were great.
Siakam being shit-faced was pretty amazing, too.
Yeah. Love that, man.
Love Siakam, man.
His exit interview when he's talking about Kawhi getting a house, he's like, where's my house?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, hey, dude, we'll buy you a house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
I'm okay with that.
That whole team, you're good for life. Anywhere you go in this fucking city.
Yeah, that's very true.
The whole team.
Yeah.
It's not just Kawhi.
It's not Kawhi and Dyan. It's like literally, who the fuck is going to give any of those guys a bill?
No.
Ever.
You're a scum of the earth.
Listen, they are never paying $10 for the Comedy Records monthly show at the Comedy Bar.
Yeah, for
sure. Next one happens June 27th, by the way.
Caller. Surge was amazing, too. Surge was goddamn...
I like that guy so much.
He's, man, one of the most beloved players. Like, I can't believe it.
And he played so well. Like, there were a couple down times, but he just would come in and just off the bench. And, like, man, Serge Ibaka was coming off our bench, you know?
How good of a team we had.
Remember when we traded for him on Valentine's Day and we're like, we are winning the championship?
Yes.
Because we got Serge Ibaka. The man doesn't even fucking start.
Do you know how much insane things we used to think that worth winning win us the goddamn Listen. Championship? Damari Carroll, that's who we need. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But remember the Young Guns? And then we had to change the name because the Guns, which is, you know, hey, looks...
That's fair.
That's very fair.
Yeah. The Bench Mob.
The Bench Mob. I mean, yeah, we got the Bench Mob, so not the same, but
right.
Those guys are getting rings, too. Don't worry about it. Because you're all right. Get the ring.
Who else gets a ring? JV,
DeLon
Wright,
CJ. Greg Monroe for some fucking reason.
Greg Monroe, right? Great Raptor champion. How do you think DeMar DeRozan feels?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly. Doesn't matter.
Who cares, man? I don't care how you feel. What do you better say congratulations and that's it and keep moving. Like, love you, buddy, but you're not a sacrificial lamb.
That's
the biggest crock of shit I've ever heard in my life.
We mentioned this in the last podcast, but Zarara wrote like the perfect answer to that on Raptors Republic. Wow. Someone just tweeted this, speaking of the parade. Not to go back to the parade.
Well, I actually do want to go back to parade. I forgot to say something about that.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
Just about how I fucking hated that Drake spoke last at it.
Here's the thing I will say about this, though. Because now it looks like, knock on wood, Masai Ujiri is not, please God, leaving. Please, please God. Anyway, so that panic is over. Because I was thinking, you mentioned Drake. I was like, man, if Kawhi Leonard leaves and then Masai Ujiri leaves, we're fucked.
Drake's the GM.
But Drake's still here, man.
Yeah,
we've still got the OFIO practice facility.
For
sure. That's still an important thing.
Absolutely. But I was just like, he should have talked first, not last.
That's, yeah.
Like, the very end thing should have been fucking Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
Laugh, yeah. And I thought it was. I didn't know.
Blow. That's it, bro. Yo.
That's good. I didn't know that happened.
Mm-hmm. He just came on and was obviously drunk. But he's a goddamn professional. Pulled it together. Announced OVO Fest. Invited all of them to come.
And did you see the people tweeting out pictures of him and Leonard hanging out in Vegas?
Oh, my. Yeah. For all the Vegas thing, too.
Yeah.
Because they extended.
Yeah, yeah.
They were supposed to come home, buddy. And they're like, you know what? One more night's not going to kill anybody.
It's amazing. And having his plane that. Because he didn't. The team flew back on that charter, but then I think he and a couple guys came back on his plane.
Probably him, Kawhi, Uncle Dennis.
Dude, and then that plane.
Smoking reefer.
Doing the flybys was fucking great.
I can't get enough of it, honestly. Like, all these Instagram live stories, just the one with Serge hanging out with Kawhi.
Yeah.
Where it looks like Kawhi's rolling a blunt. Yeah, like, yeah. Mr. Fun Guy. What'd it do, baby?
Yeah. Someone tweeted this out earlier. Favorite moment from the Raptors parade. They found a child who was crying because he lost her parents.
We found Landon.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So they did a chant and he got reunited. That's fucking incredible.
Dude, you saw the best and worst of people.
I mean, yeah.
It was crazy.
And that, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I will say, I tend to think that there's so much more of that best side. Which is why I was like, when everyone was running, I was just like, man.
If you want to just do a numbers game, like, look at the people that got hurt, you know what I'm saying? And, like, the violence that happened compared to how many people were there. It's minuscule.
Yeah.
98% of people are fucking amazing.
Yeah, you're right.
And I saw a lot of people helping people up and moving people out the way and stuff. You know what I mean? A couple fights here and there, but, dude, look at that. Look how many people are there. Literally, it's like one of the worst case scenarios.
You're right,
rammed in hot.
No water.
You're fucking drunk. There's no water. You can't piss.
Glass half full. More than half full. Three quarters full.
We're champions, man.
We are all champions. I think that's what it comes down to.
We're fucking champions.
Thing four.
Well, there is one piece of shit. He is the sheriff that works at the old Oracle Arena in Golden State who carted Masai Ujiri, the team's motherfucking president, as he went to go on the floor to celebrate the NBA championship.
That I hate that video, too.
Fuck that guy.
Video makes me sick to my stomach.
That guy is a piece of shit. And now apparently there's something come out that he's press charges or sue or some.
There's cameras. There's
you're
so many
a
angles.
Racist piece of shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck that guy. He is.
You're trash.
You are absolute trash. And it just made everything around Oracle.
Get demolished in the Oracle.
Like, he's looking for his credentials, which he had in his hand, by the way. There's multiple videos. Everyone knows the stories. Whatever. Just wanted to say, that guy's a human piece of garbage, and fuck him.
Dude, Kyle pulling him on, and you could see, like, Masai was, I mean, but how shitty is that? That had to happen, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Fuck, man.
Fuck that guy. But, as you say, seeing Kyle Lowry, which is, what are the odds that the guy who used to be the most hot-tempered, he's like smiling and bringing Masai Ujiri. That was a nice,
beautiful.
Nice moment. You know?
So, yeah, man. So many just like I, buddy, I like, well, I've cried maybe six times.
Oh, yeah. Very emotional.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Six deep, like, holy fuck, I'm so goddamn happy, and this is unbelievable.
Yeah. And then Woj drops the Woj bomb minutes after the game's over, saying that Washington's going to offer him
all
the money and the ownership and everything. And then it just came out today, the Washington Post, saying that that's not true at all. The owners actually said they're not pursuing him, which is amazing because that guy's worth more than anything.
They won't let him leave, man. They can't.
The reason it was scary, at least I think, and I think most of us thought, is because it was Washington and Obama And the only thing I genuinely believe the only thing that could make Masai Ujiri consider another job is if it can benefit his charities and everything he's doing.
Yeah, but you Washington know what I mean? Is Obama's from goddamn Chicago, man. He's not in the White House anymore. He doesn't give a shit about that.
I don't know. That's the only thing.
No, I'm not scared of that.
That scared me. But if apparently anything, now it's all moot. So
Canada's more. The Canadian world relations are a little bit better standing than the American world relations, right? So if you're trying to fucking do worldly things,
just look at our security at courtside, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, shit. Look at our goddamn security at the parade. No one gave a shit to even. No one even thought anything was going to happen. We'll be fine. 2 million people.
We truly are free.
Yeah, a couple of Tim Hortons are going to be overrun. It's fine. A couple extra double-doubles. Put a couple more pots on, honey. There's a lot of people coming.
That Washington Post story broke as I was streetcarting over to your place to record this podcast. And it's one of the happiest moments.
He's not leaving, man. You can't. Fuck that. He's not like there. Man, Larry Tannenbaum knows he's going to open the wallet, buddy.
I hope so, man.
Give him whatever he wants. Make sure his family's good. He said it. Like, Masai has everything he wants. You can ask him.
He did. Yeah, Tannenbaum, basically, a couple people tweeted right after that, paraphrasing him, saying, like, he's not going. Like, how much money is it going to take? You know, like, I think MLSE for sure has as much money as anybody, so they can match that shit. I was just seriously scared of if there were access to whatever, some government stuff that we're not smart enough to understand in Washington that could help his charities, that legit terrified me.
No. Do you understand if we did not win this championship, how people would have talked about Masai Ujiri? Imagine we don't win the championship and Kawhi Leonard leaves. How people are going to talk about Masai Ujiri for what he did.
Would you be
pissed? Getting Marc Gasol even, and we don't win the championship.
Yeah,
how people
like if they lose in the second round of Philadelphia.
How this guy put his whole last year? He said we put this on me.
Yeah,
we're not good enough. Put it on me, and this man brought us a goddamn championship, Barry.
He's my hero.
Honestly, he is my hero. Yeah,
he's my favorite. I mean, put the man, give him. The prime minister's job.
Dude, I want his...
Anything?
Like, you know how they have the Jesus piece? I want the Messiah piece. Oh, I want that shit, dude. Yo, we gotta thank Tim Lawicki.
Yes.
Because thank you, Tim, for bringing us goddamn Messiah.
He set everything straight. He set up the practice facility.
Yep.
That's on him, too. Shout out to Tim Lawicki. That's a very good point.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, he really did. This is as much his doing as anyone's, so fucking right, Tim Lawicki.
Shout out to Bobby Webster, too. God damn it.
Nobody knows Bobby Webster. No one ever talks about Bobby Webster. Even Magic Johnson tweeting that Masai Ujiri is the team's GM. I was like, Magic.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy. You did it to get back on Twitter.
Yeah, at least know what you're talking about.
Masai Ujiri is my... He's the... I just idolize that man. He is my hero, like legit. Like,
yeah.
He is just the coolest fucking human I can think of.
Coolest just seems so everything fucking awesome, man.
Everything about him.
Dude, in my head, like he's here, like he's forever. Like you're getting the Order of Canada 30 years from now. You know what I mean? Like you're a huge part of just like... I don't know, like Canadian basketball, like culture, like
yeah.
He built this crazy thing, and worldwide, you know what I mean? The Giants of Africa thing, like this guy's impact, it's like it's so fucking far reaching, man.
Shout out to Candace Buckner from the Washington Post, who wrote this story and is extremely in tune, or is that the word? In tune, in touch. She knows what's going on with the Wizards more than anyone, basically.
Yeah, in tune.
And
in touch, both of them work.
Even after Woj dropped that bomb saying that they're going to offer them all this money, she shortly later was like, I don't think this is real.
Woj is fucking clickbaiting it up now, buddy.
Do you think that?
I don't know.
There's been a couple things where he's been like... Also, the other thing, too, is like maybe the Wizards are just saving face now because they were like, oh, we're going to ask to speak to... Masai Ujiri, and the Raptors are like, well, go fuck yourself, actually. That's not happening.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, no, we never.
Yeah, we would never.
Never would have. Listen, we're NBA champions.
Check your spam folder, Masai.
Hey, mister, thing five.
Okay, well, just comment on this quick, because it is
the next
thing.
We have to do it. Yep.
It's the next thing, and everyone's got a thought on it. Kawhi Leonard, do you think he's staying or going in your gut?
In my heart?
Yes, or gut.
In my gut and my heart, I guess it's the same. He's staying.
You think so?
He's staying at least 1 year, man. The one more year chant.
Listen.
And then Kyle changed into the 5 more years, and Uncle Dennis
Uncle
is there.
Uncle Dennis got in on the 5 year more
Uncle
chant.
Uncle Dennis got during into it, buddy. Uncle Dennis ran in front of the goddamn stage and cheered when Masai Ujiri came
Masai Ujiri got in. Again, how you can't say enough good things about Masai Ujiri because he is the fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say this out of pessimism or being cynical. In my gut, I kind of think he's going to go to the Clippers. I just kind of do.
Not even mad at it.
And I'm not mad at it. I'm honest to God not mad. If anything, I'm like, fuck, man, you just left $50 million to go home.
If he's going to be like, yo, listen, got you one. First time in franchise history.
And then
I got to go Clippers. Got to get you one. First time in franchise yeah. history. And then he's just fucking going around the goddamn league, buddy. Yeah.
Dude, if he came here for 1 year and won a championship and dipped, that is the most gangster shit.
It is
in the history of basketball.
Hard fucking core, man.
He's just like,
you know what? Like, if anybody would do that shit, Kawhi Leonard is the guy to do it.
It is such a Kawhi Leonard move for him to leave a championship team and be like, no, I just want to go home and leave $50 million.
I swear to God, that's why I was watching these goddamn Instagram videos very closely, especially the ones with Drake. I'm like, because you either love Drake or you fucking hate Drake.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, obviously you're going to have to put on a face if Drake's your goddamn thing. But I'm like, he generally
seems like he likes
him. He fucking is having a good time.
Okay.
With Drake, man.
I mean,
there was 60,000 people in the San Antonio parade. So.
Really?
Hey.
Huh.
You see something like that? Like, I don't know, man. Like, how you. I don't know, man. I'll respect him if he leaves. That's all I'm going to say about that.
If you can
walk away from all of this shit,
yeah,
then you're a different kind of motherfucker, which we know you are, but you're a robot for sure.
Next level shit. And he couldn't.
You are an assassin, dog.
Exactly. And as a Raptors fan, you can't be happier with what the organization did. Like, you can't. There's literally nothing. They just literally, like, this is what you can have.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yep.
Do you want this?
The whole country.
Yeah.
You got the key to the city.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And he's got an entire nation. And if that man is like, I just want to go home, God love him.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. That is incredible if he turns that down.
Nuts, man.
And you can't get mad at that. I'll be a fan of the guy forever. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And the 1 or 2 year deal, like, I think I was listening to someone today on ESPN, I can't remember who, but they're like, just because there is the potential of him to get injured again, they think Uncle Dennis and him will be like, no, I want at least a 4-year deal or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I of course, nobody fucking knows.
5 more years, max him out.
Dude.
We'll see, man. I'm sure he's going to take a meeting with the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I mean, like, if you want to win... Listen, man, you already won, and you can run back this exact same fucking team.
Yep. And you'll have a full year together. You're going to have a full year with Marcus Gasol.
Yep.
I don't know.
I mean, our whole future depends on this, obviously. And
but
I'm not stressed out, man.
Not at all. With Masai Ujiri here and Pascal Siakam about to get paid.
Yeah, I mean,
you can build around Pascal.
Yeah, you go young, man. Everyone's on a 1 year.
It's gonna be entertaining. It's gonna be entertaining. We're fine,
dude. It's just, I don't know, man. It doesn't fucking matter. Like,
it doesn't. You're right. I don't care if I want him to re-sign more than anything. More than anything, I want that man to do 5-year max.
I would love it for you. I will want him to be a Raptor for the rest of his goddamn life.
Forever. He is so fucking great and on so many ways. I'm literally okay if he if he goes.
Yeah, man.
Which
if
I didn't
he
think
literally
I would
is
ever.
Like, you're welcome. I came here to bring you guys this, and I did it. Now I'm going over here. I'm gonna do the same thing for them. Sorry, and then I'm going to fuck. Sorry, guys. I'm going over here.
Cool.
Charlotte Hornets are winning a fucking title. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's that is also cool. And if anyone's gonna be that guy, it's that motherfucker. And if you're that, you're a badass dude. Thank you for bringing us one here, buddy.
Exactly.
We're champions, man.
We couldn't.
This is the first summer in my entire life that I'm not fucking embarrassed to be a goddamn Raptors fan.
No. And this also weighs in. It's gonna.
I'm never wearing a Blue Jays hat again. I'm wearing Raptors hat forever, buddy. Normally, this time in the summer, I got a Jays hat on because we were disgraced. You know what I mean? Yeah. A month prior.
Right.
And I just can't stand people be like, "We're fucking around."
Well, I mean, also
none of that. Wearing the championship hat.
It's also, but a factor we got to remember in your TV taping at Just for Laughs.
Well, the cornrows.
Are the cornrows there?
Cornrows are gonna have to go. Well, we'll see, man. Kawhi resigns. They're coming in.
Good. Even if it's a 1-year deal.
Yeah, if he resigns, I'm doing it.
Amazing. And you didn't run naked. That, well, at least when I was around,
no,
kept the clothes on, which is good because we were at my place.
There were too many strangers there.
Okay,
if it was just you and Zarrar, clothes would have been off, buddy. Oh, by the way, I did drink at least 58 Heinekens. I'll tell you that much. We hit that number.
So you did it. Yeah, that's fair.
We hit that number for sure. I did St. Catharines Showtime Comedy Club the day after, and I wore my Raptors jersey, and I got on stage to a We the North chant, and someone fucking was buying me just Canadians all night long.
Incredible. That's what I'm talking about.
Unbelievable.
That is the real fucking deal.
We're out here. Dude, it's so cool, man. You're just wearing Raptors hat and people just nod at you. It's like you're a minority in North Bay. You're like, yeah, buddy, good to see you. Thank God.
Life is good, man.
Beautiful, man.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Thing six.
Twitter questions. We got some good ones. Oh, also, I did this. So I didn't drink during game six because I wanted to take it all in. And for the entire second half, I didn't look at my phone.
Yeah, I try not to. That's why I didn't take that many even pictures at the parade.
Same. I tried not to.
Actually, my phone died
as soon as we got to the parade.
In that fucking the pit, you gotta get no reception. It's just like
we couldn't get
millions
it
of people.
Yeah,
we couldn't
get it either, even on the fringe. It's
insane.
But for the whole second half, just because, you know, we've got buddies texting and tweets and shit, I just didn't look at my phone. I just watched the game.
Yeah.
Different experience. Felt pretty good. Because I like tweeting along to games.
Yeah.
It's fun for me. But I was like, no, this is for me, you know?
Enjoy it, yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the moment.
Disconnect a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Soak it in. Speaking of tweeting and all that during games, today the subreddit NBA streams was taken off. It's been shut down. So I don't fucking know how I'm going to watch basketball games next year, but I'm sure there's other ways, I'm sure.
Whoa.
Someone hit me up because I'm having a goddamn panic attack.
Okay. Huh.
Drafts on Thursday. I don't know how to watch it now. What the fuck am I going to do?
That's right.
Please, people, send me something. I don't know how I'm going to watch this go back to back next year. Definitely can't buy cable. I spent it all on Raptors merchandise. all that money is gone.
Yeah. Somebody hit us up on Twitter. Where can you stream basketball games for?
Let us know.
Yeah.
Buddy, I think I'm going to buy a replica Larry O'Brien trophy and keep it in my house.
That's a great idea.
I think so.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Beside my bed.
You should bring it on stage at your TV taping, too.
Buddy, that would be fucking hilarious. Host it above my head like Kyle Lowry.
Because, speaking of that, real quick, Laser, at Not Really Laser, someone, he quoted Robin Doolittle saying, "I just want to say I was under the Gardner and quite close to Kawhi. The crowd started chanting one more year. He smiled and held up one finger nodding. Then he switched to 5 years. He laughed and shook his head. So he's staying." Laser said, "Talking Raptors, get the braids ready."
Whoa!
It's all happening, guys. Assad.
Shout out to Assad.
What's up, Assad? Best championship-related team name suggestions for the Raptors Republic and Comedy Records 3-on-3 tournaments. That is an excellent, excellent question, Assad. Championship-related team names. Well, I think Larry O'B. The Larry O'Bs has got to be one.
The Larry O'Bs has got to be one.
Boardman, maybe?
Yeah, the Boardman. The Boardman, yeah.
Unemployed Oracle staff. Former Oracle employees. I don't know.
The other guys. I don't know, man.
The other guys. Dynasty Killers.
Yeah, Dynasty Killers.
Something. All right. Sagasaurus Flex. If Kawhi resigns, how do we organize another parade starting in Mississauga and ending in Scarborough? That's a really good idea.
Well, we don't ask the people in the city of Toronto. That's for starts. Don't fucking ask that. Whoever the hell planned that.
Was it the city is responsible. I guess it was, right? The city of Toronto.
It's not Masai Ujiri going around there. Maybe. We'll stave on the steel barricades. People can go wherever the fuck they want.
Oh, man. Athul J, how lit were you at the parade if you went? I got a nice buzz on, I got to say.
Opposite for me. I waited. I came home, napped, and then I got fucking smashed and watched all the videos. At the parade, not very lit. Pretty high. I'm red for sure. I don't really like burn, but definitely cooked. But, you know, packed some water, packed a sandwich. I was just scared to piss, man. I really wanted to get drunk. Don't get me wrong. That is my, you know what I mean? It's my shit, buddy. I wanted to look Marc Gasol in his eyes and be like, I feel the same thing, bro. But I couldn't drink. I'm scared I was going to piss my pants.
Hans Wolf, thoughts on how the parade was handled? Well, one word, how would you describe the parade?
It's two different things. I say the parade is one thing. Like the actual parade was probably fucking dope.
Yes.
All the pictures of all buddies, everyone's like, it was cool, man. And then everyone was like, are you alive? So that's basically the difference, right? Nathan Phillips Square, I got text, are you fucking okay? Are you alive? Is everything good? Everyone else was fine. You got to enjoy it. Jeremy Lin soaking you with champagne. Marc Gasol almost fell off the goddamn float a few times.
I thought it was excellent. And I would have really enjoyed it if I wasn't there.
Yeah, if we had a viewing party and drank and had a nice charcuterie board,
right,
would have been fucking incredible.
When we were standing there, I was looking around, being like, "What would be the best place to watch this from?" And I was thinking, like, if you could have got a room at the Sheraton that was facing north, and just, you know,
my girlfriend was thinking about that too.
Yeah. Anyway,
but so, I'm like, that takes away from how many championship shirts we can buy. You know what I mean? Like.
Also, listen, now we just know when they go for the back-to-back next year how to better prepare.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's all. And so will the city, too, man. Maybe put up some goddamn guardrails and a couple of bottles of water would be nice.
Keep the streets open. It's like the parade's
we would have bought water if people could buy water, but there's nowhere to buy goddamn water.
There was a guy selling bottles of water out of his backpack.
Smart.
Don't think it was official, but I bought one for $1.
Yeah. Oh, no, hell yeah. But there's also a dude dressed like Kawhi Leonard signing autographs, which is fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's just more for the people that didn't know who the fuck he was is hilarious. I don't mind that. Like,
that is
if
true.
You fall for that, you clearly are not a Raptors fan.
Yeah, it's very true. The Sagasaurus Flex again. He's back. In all seriousness, should Kawhi and Lowry be printed on our currency?
Yes.
Yep. Chris Brigden, since Thursday, how many hours have you been sober?
How many hours total?
Yeah.
Since Thursday.
I've been a lot just because I've been sick. Been on a lot of NyQuil.
Say about 9 hours total. I've been sober since Thursday.
Nice.
Got to sleep sometimes.
Emoji Ananobi. Is it just me or does Plant Guy seem like he'd be a bit of a douche? I could see that.
I think he's just... Yeah, I can definitely see him being a bit of a douche, but I think he's just like a... Just a dumb drunk guy.
A belligerent drunk.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, he just like... he probably would be fun to hang out with.
I did like all the other plant guys that showed up for the parade, though. That was pretty funny.
I think it was actually him that gave Kawhi the plant.
Was it him? I think
it actually was him, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But then
because he became like a deal, and like I think, you know, the media kind of made him go...
That's awesome.
Which is shout out to that dude, man. Good for you.
Hell yeah.
A coactus. They made a joke about it at the thing. We got two coactuses for you.
That's fucking Maddie great.
D.
Lou Hebbia. Should Toronto be its own country and make Kawhi king? Yeah, I'm good with that. I think Toronto should be its own province. It's going to have to deal with anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, it should be its own country and Kawhi Leonard should be king, yes. And in response to that, Wyatt T said, as a Vancouverite, I care more about retaining Quebec in the domain than I do Toronto. Hey, Wyatt, no problem. We'll leave.
Yeah, we're good. We'll dip. I don't know if you know this, but the Toronto Raptors are championships of the goddamn world. So shout out to y'all.
But then Wyatt sent a follow-up. What was your favorite moment from the parade yesterday?
Marc Gasol. Marc goddamn Gasol.
I honestly just think seeing that many people together was something we'll probably never see again. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was some fucking end of the world shit. It was crazy.
Joshua Chan, top handsome front office list. I say Bobby Webster's got to be number one.
Bobby's up there, man. Masai's up there, too.
Masai's a very handsome man, too. I'm going to be honest. I don't know very many top front office people. Jeannie Buss?
Yeah.
You know? James Dolan? He's not getting anywhere.
No, he's not handsome.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, he's Michael.
I guess, because you're Michael Jordan? Listen, I think...
There's no really good-looking Daryl Morey. Nope.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster. Those are the handsomest men in the front office.
You're damn right.
Jake, what can I do to refrain myself from refreshing Twitter every 5 seconds on the Kawhi free agency news, buddy?
Just let it go, baby. What's going to happen is going to happen. We're champions. But I do... My I've already gone over my data. It's... this is going to be... It's going to be an expensive month for Nikki here, boys.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing is... Actually, it's going to be... really great because we get to spend this offseason as world champions.
Yeah.
But now it's like there's just all this more. Like the draft is Thursday. Mm-hmm. Free agency is a couple weeks away. Then summer league.
Got to buy a championship ring at some point in there.
Absolutely.
It's going to come in.
Matt Stocco, if you guys are the GMs, which besides Masai and Bobby are the only choices, what is your first move if Kawhi stays? And what do you do if he leaves? If he stays, I...
throw another parade.
Yeah. And maybe re-sign Danny Green.
Yeah.
Give that condo that the realtor's given to Uncle Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he leaves, I don't know, just kind of retain the rest of the team. Run it out.
Yep.
Start over in 2 years.
Yep. Start around, yeah. Start build around Freddie and Siakam.
Siakam. Will K. Show us the cornrows, Nick. Actual question. Based on the chance, will Kawhi do a 1 or a 5-year deal?
Depends on what chant he felt more in his heart. 1 more year or 5 more years?
The Greek Geek. If he stay, are there any changes you make to this squad?
I don't know.
You could add one more shooter, I guess. Would always be nice.
Yeah, but also we gotta remember that OG Anunoby didn't do anything. What if he's like a young Kawhi Leonard, man, and then we got this another guy on our bench?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, if you can upgrade Jeremy Lin's spot, I guess do that, but it's not, you know, it's your 10th guy. It's not gonna be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty happy.
We're champions, man.
We're the goddamn champions.
Best in the world.
Roll it out again. Andy B. I'm so glad I didn't take that suggestion you gave me last year to commit suicide via volcano. Well,
buddy, we're happy you didn't either. I'm happy you're around here.
Glad to have you here as well, Andy.
Don't know why we told you to jump in a volcano, but I'm sure we were justified.
You know what? After watching that Cleveland series, I think we all thought about
jumping in a volcano,
venturing out to Hawaii.
Buddy, we're happy you're here. We're glad. We're champions.
We're the goddamn champions. Diana M., should it have been a 2-day event, or maybe started from Yonge and Steeles to the OVO Center, followed by a party on Ontario Place, C&E Grounds? Oh, I like that.
Honestly, it should have been. It should be a party every goddamn weekend. Raptors related party should happen every weekend somewhere around the city.
Definitely
sponsored by Tangerine or some shit. Let's go! Come on, people, buy some goddamn gates and set them up, and let's have some proper parties here.
Love it. A couple people tweeting that. Interesting that they think Woj's credibility is starting to take a little bit of a hit because of this Masai Ujiri thing.
I don't know. It's obviously Toronto Raptors fans. It's like, see, this guy's a fucking idiot.
And finally, Phil Fibish? He's having a tough one trying to figure out what his favorite part of the whole championship was. Was it A, Matty D, what it do, baby, or B, Kawhi's laugh at the parade?
Easily Kawhi's laugh at the parade. That was one of the coolest fucking things I've ever seen in my entire life. Honestly, my bladder at that point, I thought it was going to explode. I might be permanently damaged from this entire, since winning the championship.
Right.
But that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And seeing those guys react like the way they did, like yeah. They just seen a fucking magic trick. You know what I mean? Like that was the coolest shit, dude. That was so cool.
It really was. I didn't know Drake spoke after that because that really would
have really ruined it.
That really was the best way to do it.
And like people were saying like Drake was supposed to do a six song set or something like that, which I don't really believe.
No. Nah.
Because first of all, that fucking sound system was god awful. You know, it literally was like some open mic shit, like how bad that mic was and the sound system was.
It really was bad, yeah.
But Kawhi laughing, man. Like, literally, he who fucking laughs last. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right, man. Everything came full circle.
The coolest shit.
By far.
Imagine you start off your press conference and people around the world make fun of your laugh. You're a goddamn champion, an MVP, and that's the last thing you say to the city before the end of the year.
Dip out, yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
8 months later, and just bookends it.
Champion. Done. You're welcome, city. I am. Turns out I am a fun guy. I didn't fucking lie to you.
I'm going to L.A. Peace.
Yeah, Boardman gets paid in L.A. Peace.
This is just some of the greatest moments of our lives.
It is, man. We're going to remember this shit
forever.
For the rest of our lives. Man, it's crazy. I watched the shot with my dad. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking nuts, dude.
A lot of amazing memories. A lot of it did come down to six. Was game six. The month of June is six. This was also our sixth year of the podcast. I don't want to, you know, tell them. But, and of course, you know, we're all living in the six. So it's, wow.
666, the Amarcutter beast. Rap shots. We live in the coolest fucking city in the entire goddamn world. And as comedians, we travel across the world and we fucking tell everybody that Toronto's the goddamn greatest. And we were shamed for goddamn years for this basketball team. Not anymore.
None.
Not anymore, man.
It's a great time to be alive. Thank you, Tim Leiwicki. Thank you, Masai Ujiri. Larry Tannenbaum.
Bobby Webster.
Bobby Webster. Zarrar at Raptors Republic.
Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse.
Zarrar hopped in before Nicky Nurse. I love that. We do owe Zarrar a lot more thanks than Nick Nurse, personally.
Everyone who hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, well, shout out to anyone that ever listened to this fucking podcast.
Anybody that's ever listened to this podcast.
Good or bad, anything you ever told us.
Thanks for taking the time.
We also won a championship, eh? You killed us when we were drunk. Didn't make any sense. Well, we pulled it off, Barry.
We pulled it off. I love this team, love this city, loving life right now.
My heart and soul is so goddamn full. I love y'all, man. Let's have a great goddamn summer. We're the goddamn champions.
We are the champions. We're the best.
In the whole goddamn universe.
The Toronto Raptors are the 2019 NBA champions.
LeBron in the new Space Jam is going to play the Raptors. We are the Monstars. It's just the regular Raptors team.
All day.
And he loses.
They got to be stand-up comedians.
Can't even beat Kawhi Leonard in a goddamn cartoon, buddy.
I don't think it has fully sunk in. This is something I didn't honestly think we'd realistically ever see in our lifetime.
Oh, man. But we're here.
We're here, and it's fucking incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Toronto Raptors are the champions of the goddamn world.
Let's go, Raptors.
Woo!
I just want to say thank y'all for welcoming me here after the trade with open arms, man. It made my experience that much better. This group of guys let me do what I do on the floor. Coach Nick let me do what I do. And now we got a championship. Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this. Enjoy this moment. And have fun with it. Aha, 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 aha.
Yeah! Ah. What it do, baby? Kayla, back on the mic.
MVP, 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 MVP.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.